Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Broads, this episode is sponsored by the brand that wants to help your man get his tree nice and trimmed for the holidays. Of course, we're talking about Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand that has products your man will actually use.
Instead of trying to choose, get him the Performance Package 4.0. It has everything he needs. The Lawnmower 4.0, the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, and more.
If you've ever tried to shop for a guy you know, they're pretty much impossible to buy for, so get him something you know he needs. And really, it's kind of a gift for you, too.
Well, you're going to enjoy the results, but also if you steal the Lawnmower 4.0, I'm telling you, ladies, you will not regret it.
Their products are
incredible. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/chatty. Every guy has Manscaped products on their wish list. Get him products he'll actually use this holiday season. 20% off, free shipping at manscaped.com/chatty. Get your man a gift he'll enjoy. You'll both enjoy it. It's the gift of Manscaped, and his jingle balls will thank you.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Housekeeping time.
You know what's so funny is like I've posted like some episode clips and people are like, I thought the show was over. And I'm like, okay, do you not listen?
There were people who had suggested that we just drop a final episode out of nowhere. I would have felt
so
bad.
People suggested that?
Well, in our lives,
audience members. I'm like, who?
The audience members are like, no more
listeners
episodes.
Are like, why don't you guys just randomly end?
No, there were people in our lives who had suggested like, you know, just like you drop your final episode. I was like, what? No, we can't pull the rug out. We need to have our moment in the sun and enjoy these moments, these final moments together.
Did we announce it though before Paradise?
We did.
Okay, so I guess that is some time. I do get it. It's like 2 months later. They're like, I thought you said the show was ending like two months
ago. Well, Paradise also decided to go an extra month.
That's true. We were going to be over like last week.
That's
legit. Last week.
Yes. That was the thought. We were like, you and I had a specific date in mind that we were like, okay, we're going to probably wrap the show, run the last week of Paradise. And then all of a sudden they were like, surprise, for the first time ever.
And we're going to have
100 episodes.
Double finale on a holiday week.
But you know what? It was almost like ABC was like, we need a little more of the Broads.
Yeah.
So we say, thank you, ABC. Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I thought it was really going to feel drawn out, but this was the last week before finales. And like, it didn't really feel tedious.
I have to be real. To me. I feel like a lot of people have been really talking shit on this season. Like that they think it's boring.
There's been better seasons.
But I do feel like they're... has been a lot of new twists that even if the results weren't what we thought they were going to be, I've still been surprised throughout the episodes. I've been enjoying them so much.
It's been fun. Can you believe no one's gone to the Boom Boom Room aside from Jared and Ashley?
Oh my God.
I know. I had that realization last night.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's a shock.
Think about how many people went last year. Like,
I mean, some of these individuals have been together from like day one.
I know.
I'd be like, it's Boom Boom. Personally, I'd be like, I've been waiting. I am ready.
We haven't
for the Boom Boom room.
Any talk of it, except Shanae that one time where she was going to try to rope Tyler in. But we haven't even seen any discussion of it. It's really kind of strange.
That is strange.
Because you also think like, I heard people talking about before, you know, it's like, well, the Boom Boom room has air conditioning. So you'd also think even as an established couple, like, oh, let's have a night away. I mean, like,
I would be in the Boom Boom room every night just sleeping. I'd be like,
you're
we're going to go
like,
in.
Jess, you don't have a
or even if I had
boyfriend.
A partner, I'd be like, we're going there. I'm not touching you, but guess
on
what?
On camera.
I'm sleeping because this is air conditioning and it's also a private room.
I
like my privacy. I'd be like, let's pretend we're dating to go to the Boom Boom Room so that all the couples be like, sure, take it. We're not going to argue over it. You guys can take it every night just so I can sleep and be alone.
No one has done it.
My boyfriend would be the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah.
That would be my relationship.
Yeah.
Just to get away for 2 seconds.
Producer's like, Jess, no, that's not, no. Sorry, Boomeroon's law.
I'm just doing TikTok dances in front of the camera the whole time to be like, is this good? You like this? Is this entertaining enough for me to sleep here every single night?
But I don't think we're going to see, like, even before, like, next week, when I don't think we'll see anyone have a night in the Boom Boom Room. I kind of think that might happen.
Well, we do see, I think, Brandon and Serene closing the door.
Oh, really?
But it's not, I think it's in the hotel. So it's like everyone's fantasy suites. So no, the Boom Boom Room, how sad and lonely for the Boom Boom Room.
They do kind of do fantasy suites, don't they?
Yeah. The Boom Boom Room is so lonely.
They had Jared and Ashley just getting some action.
Just farting it up in there. Yeah. Just hotboxing the Boom Boom Room.
Oh my God. Okay, wait, before we get into all of that, we have some announcements. First of all, very exciting,
merch!
Our final merch shop, Chatty Broads Forever, is releasing today. I think it's technically going on the live on the website at noon Pacific time.
Yes, so today, if you're listening when this drops, which
is Thursday,
November 17th, it is going live officially at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you go on our Instagram to get the link for that and check out that new merch. Like you said, it's a hoodie and a t-shirt. It's very, very cute.
Forever.
Very, very cute. So yeah, check out our Instagram for all of those informations. And also, again, live at 12 Pacific time.
Yeah, also, time. We have some older merch too. Chatty Bros merch. We're not going to do a final Chatty Bros merch drop. So if you want Chatty Bros merch, you can also find that on the site. That's 25% off. And I think there's some stuff left over from old merch drops, and basically, that's going to be 25%
basically
off as well.
any other remaining merch that we have, Chatty Bros and Chatty Broads wise, 25% off. But then there's that new final merch drop also.
Yes,
the new merch yes. Is going to be made to order.
Yep,
so there might be a little bit of a delay time, just FYI.
yeah, and we'll have the exact info on the website about that.
Yes,
so but yeah, it's
so excited.
And it's made to order, and ours is being made to order right now, which is also why we're not wearing it today. But we're so excited to wear it next
week. I cannot wait. I will be wearing that merch for always, and hopefully we'll be wearing it on our next episode. But again, yeah, like Becca said, it's made to order, so we don't have it this moment. We have to wait a little bit too.
But you can go look at the site. It's really adorable. I love the design. It's kind of I think it's my favorite. Except I did love I'm a Ho for Chatty Bros, which you can get on the site. That was my 25% personal favorite.
Off. Also, we have the housekeeping of
schedule,
giving you our schedule for the remainder.
There's not much left to go.
Chatty Broads.
There really isn't. It's crazy. So there's today's episode, the 17th. And then next week, we are very stoked to announce that we will be doing a final date night.
Yes.
On Tuesday, the 22nd.
We're going to have the recap of the final two.
The finales.
VIP. Yes, the finales dropping Thursday. Our recap will drop Thursday. And then the bros recap is going to be dropping Saturday.
And that's so that Jess doesn't have to, while spending time with family and stuff over the holiday week, be doing last
editing on Thursday.
So, yeah.
So thank you for your patience for the extra
basically
day.
Next week's almost normal, except bros is going to be dropping Saturday instead of Friday with their finale recap.
And then the next week,
that's our final week.
We'll be having our last episode.
What? It came so quick.
I feel like we just announced. Maybe that's why the VIP season has been going by quick. So the week after next week, we will be having our final two episodes. And the schedule is going to be a little bit different for those. We're not going to have three episodes.
No episode Tuesday. So that's the 29th we're looking at. No episode on the 29th. But on Thursday, the 1st, we're going to be having the final bros episode. Mm-hmm. And then we switched around the days because obviously the broads are the first and the last. And so on Friday, that's when we'll be having our final Chatty Broads episode. So that's
December
2 weeks
2nd.
From now, December 1st and December 2nd will be the final bros and broads episode. And they'll just be swapped.
We'll be making sure to, on our Chatty Broads Instagram, post a little schedule for you all.
Yeah, just so you can expect.
Look forward to that and know what to expect.
Now, Jess, tell us what's coming with you and Evan. I mean, I know you can't give all the deets now, but when are people going to get the deets?
Okay.
What's going on?
So Evan and I are going to be chatting more about some details about our podcast on next Tuesday's episode, the date night episode. Honestly, been loving doing these extra Bachelor in Paradise recaps to hang with our Chatty Broads family a little more. But because of the extra apps that ABC gave us, we had to clearly make some adjustments with like launch date announcements and all that stuff. But we're going to be giving some more details on Tuesday's episode. And then the following week, we will be officially announcing our launch date, the name of our podcast, and the cover of the podcast. So super excited about that.
Yay.
So, we're having so much fun prepping for everything. Have a bunch of exciting guests in the works. Honestly, super excited to dive into Zach's season. So yes, stay tuned for some more information next week. And then the following week after that for the official launch date announcement.
So stay tuned for that.
Yay.
Oh, and also Well, actually, I don't know if you want to announce this. Do you want to announce that it's going to live here, too? Like, if people are asking, like, where do we subscribe?
Sure.
Also, the podcast is going to continue to, like, live on this feed. I mean, it's going to shift up. It's going to change name and title. But, like, you don't have to subscribe anywhere else. Just, you know, make sure you're already subscribed. If you aren't, make sure you're subscribed right now, because this is going to be the feed that the show is going to stay on. And So you don't have to
go anywhere, and don't worry, the Chatty Broads episodes will not be disappearing. We're not going to take over the feed and crush away all the episodes.
Yes.
They will be remaining.
Yes. And also everyone's been asking, we are going to re-upload those first 20 episodes because everyone's like, I want to listen to the classics.
Yes.
So those will be returning. And they'll live on this feed forever. So don't worry about it.
Oh, also, you know, if you're not already staying updated with our lives, you can follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be keeping you all updated with what's currently happening with all of us. Yeah. I'm going to be getting better at posting on
Instagram. I've noticed you posting the past week.
I've been
a little update.
Yeah,
How's that been feeling?
You know, it's good. I'm easing my way back in, and I took a lot of your suggestions. And then also after talking to Jessica, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm really loving it, and everyone's been so sweet. Yay. Sending just the nicest messages, so that really means a lot to me too, and I so appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this episode. I have literally pages of notes.
There is a lot to cover, and there are a few specific parts that I am chomping at the bits to get into.
I thought Monday's episode was actually, like, I know that maybe you said, someone else said, like, oh, they're making Mondays boring, so people like tune in Tuesday, or like someone said something. Someone was saying that. Don't remember who was telling me that.
I thought Mondays was
popping. Well, no, like the last couple weeks, I was like last week's Monday, I was like, I got so many DMs of people who were like, I legitimately fell asleep during last Monday's episode.
Last Monday was definitely the ramping up to the Tuesday episode.
But Monday, I felt like they came out guns a-blazing
on
this episode.
They really did.
Like,
and you know who came out guns a-blazing was Mara, and we love to see it.
See, and yeah, and I didn't even watch Clayton's season, but I remembered her. Maybe did she go crazy on the
I think
Women Tell All? Did she kind of go at it with someone?
I remember that. I do remember that her and Sarah had some drama during Clayton's season. And I was wondering, I was like, oh my God, is Mara going to come on when Sarah's on? But Sarah's had already left the beach, so we didn't see any encounter between them. But of course, you know, producers were maybe hoping Sarah would be staying a little longer, so Mara and Sarah. But I can guarantee there wouldn't have been any drama. There doesn't seem to be any interpersonal drama happening.
Like
at
you
all.
Said, like even Shanae and Kate, like their beef was over after that one segment of the episode.
I know.
One thing to mention is you sent me a thing on Instagram of Justin being on the. Well, we're going to get to that with Justin. A lot happened on Monday's episode. Like a lot happened. Okay, first thing. Okay, we start out the episode with a Rodney sob fest. And I just have to say, I'm sorry. I know I'm the Scrooge. Both Gray and I are the Scrooges. We're both like, well, everyone shut the fuck up about Rodney. He's going to be fine. And you're all going to see him in 2 weeks.
Listen, here's my thing. I adore Rodney so much. He's one of my favorite people in Bachelor Nation. I understand that it's really devastating, but the level of
you guys, they were acting like he died.
Going on that, if I'd be on the sand and I left and no one cried, I would be so fucking mad.
Dude,
I'd be like, you all, like, You all wept for days about Rodney leaving. You guys were dry heaving.
Literally screaming, crying, throwing up.
I was literally even thinking when Andrew left, I'm like, not a tear was shed. If I was Andrew, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
motherfuckers, even, fake as fuck.
Not even like I've a little bit
here
of a
since
well.
Day one. Rodney was here like a week, 2 weeks. And you guys are like, yeah, exactly.
I would just dry feel so heaving, insecure. Sobbing. I would feel so insecure that I'd be like, does everyone love Rodney that
again,
much more
like,
than
like how
me?
Justin must be feeling. Justin's like, all right, am I just nothing to you guys?
It's like you guys are like, peace out, Justin. Jacob, nobody is upset about Jacob leaving. He's been there since day one. And Rodney, it's just weeks of sobbing. We literally see Andrew being like, I can't be on this beach anymore. And I'm having a really rough time because Rodney's gone.
I do love Flo. Like, Flo is just like, can we, like, stop? Like, I don't want to be here with this, like, bad energy. I'm here to, like, have fun.
I love Flo so much.
I like Flo a lot, too.
I love her. She was, I felt the same way. I'm like, listen, Flo was sad when Rodney left.
Yeah.
She cried. And then it was a little bit like, can we have a good time? Like, we are on vacation.
You guys are going to call him in, like, 8 days. You guys are going to, like, hang out with him in, like, a week.
First of all, there's that. Also, it's like, aren't we all in couples and we're like supposed to be getting to know each other? Like, we can now focus on the couples. Are we going to be crying about Rob?
You know, they're like all constructing a shrine out of like driftwood to him, you know, like just prostrate on the floor, like tearing their hair, pouring ashes on their head.
Like, oh. I wrote down in my notes, I was like, is Rodney secretly a god or like a head producer of this show that
who's
is like,
uncle? Who's Rodney's uncle who like is his uncle Mike Fleiss?
Yeah,
like,
what is going on? Because Rodney is an unbelievable human,
oh
but like,
oh my god!
All that I kept thinking too was, for the love of God, I gotta meet this guy. If he changes lives like this, please get this man in my atmosphere. I need a little bit of Rodney in my life.
Too funny.
It's so wild.
Brandon just, well, okay, this line also cracked me up. Brandon is crying to Serene. He says, "I've never seen him so happy in my entire life." I'm like, you've known him for a year. You act like he's your son. You're like, when I watched him taking his first steps, like, I've never seen him so happy in my entire life. I'm like, in the entire year that you've known him?
It was so intense. And then he was telling, and then Brandon was telling Serene, like, it was very sweet, but it was like, I'm so thankful for you because you're the most beautiful thing in this dark place. I was like, oh my God, they all hate the beach now. They've turned on
the
beach.
Except Michael.
Michael's loving the beach still. The beach is still doing him well. In fact, not only is the beach still loving him, the beach made him the king of the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yes.
It kept pulling through for Michael.
Yes.
It really is doing it.
And, you know, I will say I saw a lot of people crying and I didn't really see. I mostly saw Michael and Danielle just chilling on the sidelines. With, like, they were
like,
sad.
Sweet Rodney.
They were sad. Yeah, they're exactly. Sweet Rodney. Love him.
Hugs, and kisses. Like, and then they go back to their pina coladas and they're like, well, so we're gonna go back.
Oh man. Meanwhile in Baltimore.
Meanwhile. Good morning, Baltimore.
I was definitely thinking of that.
Whole time.
Yeah.
Couldn't get past
me too.
It. Wow, Becca. Not what I expected to happen.
I didn't expect it to happen, but then after I was like, it makes sense. Like, he's had this experience with Genevieve, with when he's like, I'm over this bullshit.
It makes perfect sense.
I know, I didn't really expect it either.
This may be an unpopular opinion, because of course I want Eliza to be happy and sure. feel love and all of this. But I actually appreciated that he did say no, simply because I do feel like, if we're being honest, a lot of people who are enjoying becoming popular from the show,
yeah.
No shade, I would be the same way, would be like, well, why not?
Why not?
Because this is going to help extend a storyline, right? Like, you're showing sure. up, and I like, they obviously,
they like each
they
other,
they like
yeah.
each other, he likes her, so it's like, well, sure, why not? Let's try it. At least for the camera, to totally. Be like, let's try it, because he knows him yeah. saying no might make him, give him a villainous storyline.
Yeah.
So he did take a risk by saying no, with potentially becoming a villain, but he was honest.
I felt like it was truly a moment for himself. I really did feel like it was. He's like, okay, if someone else isn't, if I'm not going to be someone else's first pick, then I've got to just choose myself. And I was like, yeah, Justin, what a positive message. You go.
And he really, I mean, when she you know, poured her heart out to him. And he was just like, remember how you were telling Rodney that you wanted someone there, like strictly dedicated to being there for you? Well, I want that for me too. And I was like, oh, damn. Oh, shit.
She was not expecting that.
She wasn't. I felt for her. Like, she was like, it does suck, especially too, because
it's embarrassing. Like, I mean,
she was coming off of, yeah, no.
It's not like I think what she did was embarrassing, but I would feel embarrassed, like, okay, like I flew out here and put myself out here.
Well, it's also getting,
I thought I was going to go.
Getting a no, getting that of rejection is always so painful. But, you know, I do feel like however that went down with them was. And I feel like we've seen it time and time again on this season, I have to say. Maybe that's what people are saying, the season isn't as exciting. But I felt like they both were so gracious with each other. He was honest with her. Obviously, she was really bummed out and she took a moment outside to be like, what the heck? But then she was super gracious with him, too. And then she was, you know, ultimately said that she was glad she did it because she did follow her heart. Yeah. And that's what paradise really is all about at the end of the day, isn't it?
To be honest, I would totally have Justin for Bachelor. I think I think he'd be like really entertained. I know everyone's like Ronnie. I'm like, yes, he's sweet, but I do think Justin would be great. I think it would be pretty wild if he was the Bachelor.
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't you think? Like,
well, Justin took to Twitter. Justin did take to Twitter.
What'd he say?
And he said he had some interesting things to say.
Is Twitter just like free grounds for Bachelor contestants just say whatever the fuck they want?
I have some questions for you of what has changed, because all of a sudden I feel like on Twitter, some of these contestants are
the stuff you've been reading me
making statements that I feel like normally would get them in trouble, like breaking contracts. You're not
supposed to reveal anything that, like, you're really not supposed to talk about anything that's like behind the scenes or counter to like the narrative that was shown on the show. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
because that's technically like production secrets.
Right. That's why I've been so surprised. Twitter has been
ablaze.
A 10 out of 10 this season because the contestants are just going, I'm putting it out there. So I've been loving it.
Dude, wait until the finale. Because, you know, it's, you know, they film for like 8 freaking hours. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of little things cut out here and there. You know, we're going to see some contestants like,
it's going to be so wild.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Justin took to Twitter and shout out again and again, Bachelor Rabbit Hole, my literal god on Instagram, obsessed. A few of Justin's tweets throughout the episode that aired. Number one, he said a 3-hour conversation condensed into 30 seconds.
Okay, well,
so they had a long.
Holy shit.
Three hours.
That's a long ass time.
He took to Twitter and he said, I just want someone that talks about me behind my back like at Andrew Spencer talks about me behind my back.
Wait, did Andrew say anything on this episode?
No, I mean, he was.
What, did he not tweet that out during the episode? Or when did he tweet that out? Do you know?
Okay, so. Update. He tweeted that out.
A few weeks ago. Oh, when we were saying, I wonder what Justin thinks about that. Okay.
So he tweeted that out a few weeks ago. I want someone that talks about me behind my back, like at Andrew Spencer talks about me behind my back. He did like the big set, like the big puppy eyes and then the heart. So I don't know if he's trying to be like, if he's being funny. I checked to see if he still follows Andrew. He does.
Okay, wait, maybe Andrew said something nice also that we forgot about.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But then during the episode, he did update. And he, you know, retweeted that old tweet. And he goes, update, I just want someone that talks about me the way Andrew talks about Rodney. So this might be all a joke between friends. And he might be like, dude,
probably
why the hell did you say that?
Probably is.
But also, you know, maybe there's a little bit like, are you serious, dude? Like, I was just cracking up that he posted that after we were talking about, like,
I mean, I would feel some type of way. I'd be like, okay. I mean, I think that would I'd be like,
if
okay.
If you and I went on Bachelor in Paradise and we were both single and you were talking shade about me in the ITMs, like, Jess definitely isn't ready. And then some other random contestant that you had met like a few weeks before, you were like, wow, she's amazing. She's really ready for love. I'd be like, Becca, are you kidding me? Like,
that's rude.
And
like when you leave, I'm like, okay, bye, I give you a hug, and then someone else, I'm just like, I don't know if my heart will go on. Like,
I would be really, my feelings would be really hurt.
Yeah, mine would be too, for sure. So anyway, is that all the, of his tweets?
Well, also...
Then that clip that you sent me.
What I sent you, which I got from Bachelor Rabbit Hole, but he was... came from a Hollywood Life article, is that apparently, to Justin's credit, he said that he was under the impression Eliza just got there and that he was even told it wasn't one of his friends that she was talking to.
Yeah.
So this... This man let us know. Producers was like, no, it's not one of your guys.
Go pursue her.
Go pursue her. So that also makes sense why he came down and immediately was like, Eliza, come talk to me. And then even after he found out with Rodney that he didn't go to him right away, because he's probably a little shaken up, like, oh, shit, the producers literally told me that it wasn't one of my friends.
Yeah.
And now I feel bad. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah. And he also flew all the way out here to, like, do that.
And he said, I didn't realize how solid they were, which made it a lot harder to watch. And he said that I saw her on Clayton's season. And honestly, I kind of look for people who don't get much screen time because I can kind of relate to that. I was vocal about having her on my short list and waiting for her to come down the steps. I was intrigued by the beauty and reserved presence she has. So he'd been like waiting for Eliza.
Yeah, that's also nice to see saying those sweet things even after they didn't like work out.
I know.
That's nice. I like Justin.
So do I.
So justice for him.
We stand by Justin.
I also don't like feeling like there's an injustice, you know? So I'm like, oh, you guys.
Unbelievable.
Show some respect to Justin. Okay, let's talk about first take a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's then let's talk about Mara.
Okay. I am so excited to talk about Mara. Great. I am such a fan. Okay.
But I'm also really like excited. I mean, Logan and Kate, I can't wait to talk about that they are actually like my favorite part of the season.
Logan and Kate are the best part of Paradise.
Yeah.
By a mile.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a fan.
No.
But love watching I'm what I'm seeing. I'm loving the drama.
And I really don't know what's going to happen next.
It's taking keeping me on my toes. Full roller coaster.
It's keeping me on my toes.
Full roller coaster.
I can't wait to talk about them. I also can't wait to talk about Andrew. I have like so many feelings.
So do I.
And like, not really sure.
Yeah, I feel very, I have mixed feelings.
Me too. Okay.
Okay, but first, Broads, I want to talk to you about Dipsy. Okay, when I say self-care, you might think of a trip to the nail salon or letting yourself hit the snooze button a few extra times on a Saturday morning, but we can't forget about the most important aspect of self-care. I'm talking about that self-love, baby. Love. Okay, just you and you. But with everything that we all have going on constantly, it can be hard to get in the mood to love yourself. And that's why I've been telling anyone who will listen about Dipsy, the app designed to turn the world off and turn you on.
So funny. One of my friends literally yesterday was like, what is that app you're talking about where it has like sexy audio? Mm-hmm. So like, what is that? And I was like, you mean Dipsy? It is great if you have trouble getting into the groove when it comes to taking care of yourself, if you know what I mean. Even if you don't have trouble getting into the groove, I mean, Dipsy is for everyone. It can be hard to sort of like get your brain in that zone when you have so many other things on your mind, like Jess said. But on the app, you're going to find hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. They're going to bring all your wildest fantasies to life. You're going to get realistic characters from incredible voice actors and immersive soundscapes. If you have dreamt up a fantasy, Dipsy probably has a story about it just waiting for you to listen to.
Just pop in a pair of headphones, let the world around you start to melt away. Or if you'd rather relax with a written story, Dipsy now has an entire library of those as well. And be sure to check out their other content, like their sleep stories and wellness sessions, as well as you drift off into the best, most restful night of sleep you've ever had with the help of Dipsy.
For listeners of the show, also, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/chatty. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/chatty. dipsystories.com/chatty.
So I love my bedroom so much. When we moved into our house, it was like the first room that I wanted to put a lot of care into, which I think is actually a little counterintuitive. A lot of people want to get the living room done first or the kitchen.
Areas.
But you do spend the most time in your bedroom. True. So why not get it right? With the holidays coming up, it could be the perfect time to give your bedroom that makeover it deserves. And the best place to start is online at Article.
There really isn't anything difficult about shopping with Article. That is not something that is normally the thing when it comes to furniture or home decor shopping. But Article makes it really easy. I love going and browsing their site. Everything's online. It's curated into really thoughtful aesthetics. Mm-hmm. You've got mid-century, Scandinavian, industrial, bohemian, and you can easily browse pieces you know will go together and work in your space. And they have like nice neutral. I don't know. Article has an amazing selection. They always have new stuff where I'm like, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. Mm-hmm. And you can find the pieces you love. Everything is in. When you find the piece you love, everything's in stock. It ships to you in just 2 weeks or less, which is huge compared to some other sites. And it's even free in the US and Canada on orders over $999.
I have so many pieces from Article throughout the house. Actually, whenever people come over and ask about a piece, it's always one of the ones from Article that they want to know where it's from. The quality too is so good. Every single time a box from Article arrives, I'm even more impressed than the last time. And thanks to the fact that they cut out the middleman and sell directly to you, you can expect to save up to 30% over traditional retail on each piece you purchase.
Article's offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/chatty and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
All right, I'm going to turn the air on real quick, bro.
Go for it. Is it Mara or Mara?
It's Mara like marinara.
Okay, Mara like marinara, Mara which like is marinara. What she says. Okay.
This woman came down with the Real Housewives energy that we need.
They set her up.
Put this woman on the Real Housewives.
Also, why did... Okay, I know it was funny to bring her into one of the lowest energy points of the show, but also imagine if it was a little higher energy point, like how much fun she would have brought. I feel like they did not do her justice.
They did her so dirty, and that's one of the reasons why I just loved her so much. She did not let them get her down. Like, I felt so bad for her. She walked into a funeral, okay? These people were grieving. They were wearing, like, their funeral clothes. I've never seen such minimal reaction from anyone. And Mara...
I was having a hard time. I was like, dude, if
it was so brutal,
it's like if that was me, I would just be ready to crawl into a hole and die.
But Mara,
she held it together. I'm so proud of her.
Not only did she hold it together, she, with them giving her negative of anything, she read that date card like there were people cheering her in the back stands. She was just like, all right, everybody, well, let's see. Oh, I'm going to open it. Ooh, I'm opening it. And she was giving it 100. And I admired her so much. That's why I was like, Andy Cohen, figure out how to sign her on. This woman would give us everything at a Real Housewives reunion, all the energy. Like, I could just picture her, you know, selling so many new products. I mean, I love her.
I did think it was interesting. Like, in a later scene, Logan was talking about how he told Mara to take Andrew, and that was interesting to know that they had done sort of a scene rearranging to show her like choosing this one person first and then the other. I'm not sure why they reordered that.
There were a few moments in these two episodes. There was one in particular where I noticed, I think it was Andrew with Jasenia, with a conversation that he had with her got rearranged, and you could tell by the clothes he was wearing that it was like they aired it later even though it had happened earlier.
Yeah.
They're really playing with the storyline right now.
Definitely.
But this woman came down guns a-blazing, and when she pulls Andrew, he tells her that he is with, I just want to make a note of that right now.
Okay.
For later on in the Andrew saga.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
He tells her he's in a relationship.
Okay.
He says, my relationship isn't as far along.
Okay.
But I'm with Jasenia.
Okay.
Just putting that there.
Okay.
So he's not, he is, sure. In his mind, he is with someone.
Okay.
Okay. And then
or
he was like,
at least that's what he said to Mara.
That's what he said to Mara. And then he said, sorry, I've had a really rough day. Rodney's gone. He's looking into the distance. It's the whole Rodney narrative. Mara's looking at him like upside down.
No,
like,
she's
who
like,
is?
Oh,
she's
yeah,
like, oh, when did he leave? Oh, and you guys are still interesting. You guys are still grieving about that. Okay, well, she's like, it's time to bring the positive energy. I felt so bad for her too, because later on in the episode when Andrew was like, oh, well, NC came on the beach and she really brought positive energy. And everyone was like, yeah, NC's bringing positive energy. I'm like, what about Mara?
Yeah, Justice Mara for Mara.
Came down, Justice for Peppy, Mara.
Ready to go.
And then she pulls Logan.
Yeah.
Logan immediately shuts Mara down. Yeah. And is like, I'm in a relationship with Kate. And I'm not going to get into any more love triangles. Another thing to note in another storyline later.
Yes. And then she also talks to Johnny that, you know.
Yeah, obviously he shuts it down. But then she pulls Justin. Now.
She did have some attitude, I do have to say. She did have a bit of like, I'm going to like steal your man. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
For sure. I did see, I saw Flo post something on Twitter at some point in the episode where she's like, honestly, shout out to Mara. Like, she came down so late. It's such a hard position. Like, what is she supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Like, she's just, you know, she's going to try to meet someone who's not in a solid relationship yet. And everyone else is coupled up.
I'm like, also dying how Shanae is like sitting on Joey's lap. Like, just.
Dude, her and Joey are like making out the whole time. We don't see them at all. Are they in love?
Well, and even Flo is like, well, I'm bummed because like I wanted, you know, to have pursuing something with Justin. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
The twins are crushing it.
Well, and that's the thing. I have to give it up to Justin because on their disgusting date, which, by the way, you know, we didn't have any crazy food play. You know, we didn't have anyone making out after eating beef tongue or anything yet. The human
churro.
As if the human burrito or whatever taquito wasn't enough.
I know. I mean, I would much rather be a human churro rather than a human.
I guess so.
One of the twins, I think Justin tweeted, like, please stop making me into food.
Really? Not one, but twice. He's like, what is this like, show?
For the love of God, will you guys stop making
what
me
is this show?
into food? Stop rolling him up.
You know what just grosses me out, too, is again with the churro thing. Like, they weren't like on plastic. They were like on towels and blankets. And like something about that just like really. And I felt the same way when they were doing the burrito blanket, when there was like a legit blanket. And the cheese is getting all stuck in the fibers. I mean, I know they're just going to throw it away after, but it was still is like really disgusting.
Well, it's so gross. Ugh,
not
it's
even so towels. Gross. It was like blankets. Like, oh.
But they really.
The butter was pretty nasty.
The butter was intense, but he had a great attitude.
He was into it.
He was
she
like,
kept being like, you're into this.
I know. She's like, oh, you like that, huh? You really like that. Yes. Lather you up. And he's like, yeah, you put it in there. Yeah. I mean, it's getting a little spicy.
I get that the sugar scrub would feel good, though. You know, it's like you could do a proper scrub.
He was physically pushing into the sugar scrub. Did you notice this? He was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, damn.
Maybe these dates are up his alley after all.
Yeah, maybe he does want to be made into a food.
Who knows?
But he, post their churro date, Flo is frustrated. She's liking Justin, and now Mara's coming down. And you know, I'm all about Mara, but if I was in Flo's shoes, I would be upset too. I'd be like, hold on a second, who are you coming down? Yeah. Like, you know, just being like, you're gonna swoop up my man. Yeah. Absolutely not. When Flo sat down with Justin and said to Justin, like, why didn't you come talk to me sooner? Yeah. Like, what are you? Are you interested in her? Yeah. Like, da 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 da. And Justin was like, you know what? Yeah, I should have talked to you sooner. But I do want to be with you. You're like the one who I want to pursue. And this man, Mara, then comes and grabs him. And he immediately is like, hey, just FYI, you're great. But like, I'm definitely going to pursue
Flo. Yeah, I'm like, sure,
Flo.
Logan, talk shit on how young they are. Meanwhile, Logan, for the life of him, has no idea how to let a woman down. Oh my.
That's what it is.
God.
That is what it is, dude. I was watching this and I'm like, who would have thought the twins out here are being so mature in how they're handling someone coming and pulling them and then communicating with their current partner and being like, you know what? You're right. I should have come sooner. I'm going to go talk to her right away. Make everything clear.
Do you think maybe twins are better at handling conflict because they've always shared a space with someone else, like since
that
conception?
That is not a bad concept.
All the twins I know are actually like pretty like solid people. I know a decent amount of twins. How many twins do you know?
A handful of twins.
Yeah, I know.
They all are wonderful people.
Yeah, I don't have any beef with any twins in my life. Interesting.
Love a twin. But I was so impressed at how he handled that. And exactly what you said, Logan making comments about Flo robbing the cradle.
Like, shut the...
And I'm like, you're a year... You and Kate have like almost the same age gap.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You're a year older.
And half the time you act like you're 17. Like, shut up, dude.
Also, this whole cougar narrative the entire time is so obnoxious when last year the men had like a 15-year age gap with their partners. So it was like, enough, okay?
Whatever.
It's enough is enough.
But yeah, so he ends things with... He decides to go for Flo. I also love Mare's attitude. She's crying, taking tequila shots, and then she's over it after that.
That's the thing. And also, production did her so dirty with the music when after she talks to Justin... And literally says, it's all good. The music that they had when she was walking away was like, dun, 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 like she's gonna go, dun, dun, dun. Like she's stomping away and gonna go light the beach on fire.
No, I thought that she was gonna go off on like Flo or something.
It was
and
ridiculous.
Then she just like turns around and she's like, Jen, come
shots.
Get a shot with
And she
me.
Gets a little emotion for a fine. Second and then she's ready to go
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell, production?
Yeah.
Leave this woman alone, okay? Stop.
Yeah.
You're bringing her in at the 11th hour.
I know.
That's already painful enough.
I know. Okay, who are we going to talk about next? Should we talk about...
Let's do it.
Let's go for Logan.
Let's go into Logan.
Okay, first of all, I love... We have more reveals here. We get that Logan is a dog walker with an orange Honda.
In a broken phone.
And a broken... Well, I mean, I... You know, that one
I know,
decided...
So
I chose.
Mine.
I chose to leave that one out. Because I felt like it
screen.
Was less...
Does this look like you can look see anything on my screen?
Oh.
Fully water damage.
I thought that was like your
no.
picture, and then I realized
no,
what
I'm
was
just,
happening.
I'm like, I'm not paying all this money to get a perfect screen again.
No, it's funny. I actually took mine to the phone repair guy, and he's like, why? Your phone still works. Why are you going to get the back repaired? And I was like, good fucking point.
Shout out for broken phones. Shout out to orange Hondas. And shout out to dog walkers, by the way.
I mean, orange Honda, that sounds rare.
I know.
Actually.
And he posted a video with his orange Honda.
Really?
Yes. He's like, what if Kate would have seen this? And he's like throwing Monopoly money in the air and like doing like a... You know, a cool guy move outside of his orange Honda.
I gotta see this. Okay.
She just watched it.
First of all, I got to see the Honda. I mean, I'm not one to ever shit on anybody's car.
No.
I'm not. But I also pictured like, okay, it's like this 1987 beater that's like bright neon
it's
orange,
a nice
whatever.
Car.
No, it's like, yeah. It's like a pretty new Honda and it's like a nice burnt orange color. It's not like...
I can't imagine... watching back
also
not
how does
knowing.
She know that did he say like she's like what kind of car do you have he's like a Honda what color orange like what
it's
the hell
true.
How did that even
she
come
must
up?
Have asked I mean is he gonna
what
bring
color
it up
is it?
Unless
it's
he's really
orange.
Proud of
it's
it
orange
maybe he loves his orange Honda
yeah maybe.
But how does she know that he has a broken phone how does she know
so the caption on that
understand.
Says proving to my TV girlfriend that I'm not broke I'm like so does that also mean like TV girlfriend on TV like
well he also posted
tell me
on his Instagram stories he was doing a question box and someone asked are you bummed out that you didn't end up going on that date with Lindsay
and he's like yes
and he posted a photo from a meme of like someone crying and sweating
or do you think that could be sarcasm
no I don't think so
Good for him, because I am not a big Logan fan.
No.
You know me. I haven't been a massive Logan fan this season. But I was feeling for this man, and I was like, get out of this! I've never seen someone more toxic in my life! No, I definitely have. But I was like,
John,
oh my God.
Was like, bro, you gotta go.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get there. Okay, we're gonna get there. So, yeah. I don't know. First of all, I'm just like, why? Okay. So there's that she's saying this stuff. She's basically, this is when she was kind of basically talking about love languages, right? Like they were basically having to talk about love languages, whatever. It just does seem like nothing he does is good enough for her. Granted, he hasn't done much, but...
No, he hasn't done much. But when he...
At a certain point, though, it's like, just shit or get off the pot. Stop doing this wishy-washy, like, are you enough for me? Are you not enough for me?
That's
like...
the thing. When he sat with her and said that, like, what she was doing during the rose ceremony hurt his feelings...
Totally valid.
Fully valid, because that was done in public. That was felt... That would make me feel really small in front of people.
I thought that was fucked up.
Especially, it was right after she had had a date with Hayden. So she was, at least to the audience, very clearly in between Hayden and Logan. And then she ended up making her decision, but it came with a caveat. That would hurt me too.
Well, and even though after her date with Hayden, they had their whole in the make out in the rain thing. Let's not forget that. So, like, they had this whole moment and these conversations before.
Where he told her how he felt. And then all of a sudden, seemingly
out of nowhere, she's like, but I need more. And then he's like, what the hell are you talking about? How rude.
And he thinks, well, and also, he was thinking that they were all good. The audience knew and the women knew that she was like, I don't think he has enough money. But he thought that they were coasting until the rose ceremony.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I felt like they were essentially talking about, like, love languages because she's just like, I need this. And he's like, well, I'm trying to show, like, I'm doing this. And this is how I'm showing you that I care about you. And she's like, that's how you show you care about me. I mean,
that conversation, from my perspective, didn't have an ending. But they acted like.
Totally.
They had ended it.
I know. I was super like, confused okay about now? That. I think that once again is like a 3-hour conversation condensed probably. Into like a 3-minute clip.
Because I was like, I'm no, not for sure. I was like, what?
No, I didn't get it either. No. I thought, yeah, I was like, why are you guys hugging now? And suddenly, yeah, I felt like that was strange. I mean, I did sort of get what she, there were certain parts of it where I was like, I get it, where she was like, oh, I didn't know that you like talking about me in front of people was like a thing. Like, I do like understand where like some of that was coming from.
Yeah, sure.
Where she's like, oh, so like I'm supposed to feel loved because you like say you like me in front of other people. Like,
right.
You know, like, is this the extent of like your display of affection for me?
Well, and then he's getting frustrated because she's continuing to bring up how he didn't tell her not to go on the Hayden date.
I could not believe that she's still bringing that up.
But he was like, I didn't go on the Merit date. So she wanted to get to know me, and I right away shut her down. You didn't shut Hayden down. I just shut Mara down.
Yeah.
But, like, to her, it seemed like that didn't count because they hadn't had the rain convo yet. Like, I don't understand the timeline with what she is working on.
I don't know either. But then, okay, so then later on, let's just talk about them while we can.
Please.
And then NC and Lindsay show up. I was rooting so hard for Logan to go on this date.
I wanted nothing more than to watch the beach explode while he was on a date with Lindsay.
Dude, I was so bummed.
And you know,
it was going to happen.
So did I. And I was actually kind of sweating after he talked to Kate, thinking he was going to go back to Lindsay and be like, I'm going to go on the date with you. I thought he was going to pull a full 180.
Oh, shit, that would have been amazing.
He was really respectful.
Yeah.
Even though
but
I was
still okay. So when Kate says she wouldn't go with someone on her list, that's bullshit. She wouldn't go on a date if someone from her list shows up. That's well, I'm
again,
sorry.
She's
that's bullshit.
She's not counting Hayden.
I know.
Because she said that Logan didn't tell her not to.
No, but meanwhile, she's still talking shit on Logan, being like, well, I don't know. He's broke.
That's the thing.
So I'm sure if some rich, hot guy that was on her list showed up, she would be like, I'm sorry. I have to pursue like what is best for me.
That's why I couldn't imagine what it was like for Logan watching these episodes back. Knowing that she was talking so much shit about him to the women in an ITM.
Dude,
she doesn't know
wild.
About that until as we're all seeing this. And he's probably watching it going, oh my God, she's airing all of my dirty laundry.
I cannot wait to see them on the finale. They better both be there. If one of them's not there, so help me God, I'll
I think
sue.
I saw both of them in like the group photo.
Good. There better be some beef going down between them. I hope and pray. I mean, we'll see how this whole thing ends also,
that's
by the way,
true.
Between them. If they're
That's very true.
Know, that'll be interesting. But, okay, Jess, when he tells Kate that she's critical and she goes, critical? I was like, gaslighter! Could you believe that?
I could not believe it. Now,
do the other girls know how, like...
Well, they're hearing her talk about how she said over and over again, he's a boy, I need a man. Like, every day she's telling the women, he's a boy, I need a man. So they know she's saying that. They know she's saying he doesn't have enough money.
Right.
So they know enough.
Right.
What I'm wondering is this. Obviously, she pulled the rose move on him.
Yeah.
And was like, you better step it up.
Yeah.
And then when he says to her, you're being critical, And she says in ITMs, the only thing I've ever said to him that was critical was the rose ceremony. You better step it up.
You're out of your mind.
In my opinion, there's been quite a bit of criticism to Logan's face.
Yes.
But maybe there hasn't been that much. Mm. So that then in that conversation, she's going, well, I haven't been that critical of him to his face. But then again, him rewatching now back is going to be wild, or watching back for the first time.
Even then, I feel like you said, though, I feel like we have seen a lot of criticism to his face.
For sure. But I'm saying,
now he's like, oh my God.
Now he's going to be like, oh, I thought that was critical before.
Oh my God. Unreal.
It was.
And then, by the way, when she's talking then to one of the women and she's talking about, he brought up Hayden, she goes, this sent me. That was days ago. That was days ago.
Days.
That was days ago.
I'm a different person now.
Oh my God. She goes, and then this is also blew my mind. She goes, he's expecting me to read his mind like a child. I'm like, if that is not the pot calling the kettle black, my friend, you need to look in a mirror. That blew my mind.
It was mind blowing. When there was the Hayden days ago. Oh no, she said eons ago. Hayden was eons ago. I'm a different person.
She also said days.
So
eons is days.
It gave us a timeline here. So
eons is in 5 days ago.
My thing is like, here's the truth of the matter. If you're going to consistently bring up to Logan how he, quote unquote, let you go on the date with Hayden, then how can you say that your date with Hayden was eons ago?
Right. It's only just yesterday when it's convenient for you.
Right. So it's
and
like
your argument.
So your argument is consistently right. That he didn't step up eons ago with Hayden.
Right. Aren't you guys new people now? That was 5 days ago. Aren't you new people? She's all over the place. She's unreal.
I couldn't believe it.
And then can we just stay on the topic of them?
Please.
Because. Okay. What happened, though, with them on Tuesday? I guess not a lot.
Well,
oh, yes, a lot. Yes, a lot happened during Tuesday's episode.
Okay, but
with
but,
them.
So here's the thing, though. Lindsay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah,
wants
sorry,
to go on the date with Logan. She really likes Logan. But we hear her say that she is friends with Kate. So she does want to be observant. Again, on the Instagram story posting, Lindsay posted, when someone asked in a question box, are you still friends with Kate? And she said, her and I had been talking a lot up to Bachelor in Paradise because we both knew we were going to go on. So I thought I'd be seeing her sooner on the beach. Obviously, Lindsay thought she'd be down on the beach earlier. Sure. And she's like, we have not spoken. She has not reached out to me once. Since I left that beach, we are definitely not friends anymore, and kind of left it at that. So don't know about that behind the scenes situation. Lindsay also said, I will never go back on Bachelor in Paradise, and also made a comment alluding to the fact that numerous men that were on the sand had since slid into her DMs once she left the beach. So she was kind of saying like, oh, on the beach, you're going to be all
safe face.
Yeah,
that's so dumb. And yeah, I mean,
but granted,
I'll say this. Like, I don't really know much about her. She seems nice enough. I will say, as I've been defending Logan, I also don't think he's a real winner of a boyfriend from what we've seen either. So I'm
not
going
to
be
sending my friends off to date him. Let's just put it that way.
Exactly. So I'm also like, you know, maybe in the end, things all worked out for the best with them not going on a date together because maybe she would have gotten wrapped up.
I think it's probably a better call for her in the long run. But I just felt so bad. It's always these late arrivals, like we said last time,
well,
where it's like
for her,
the McKenna,
for
the Anna.
You can go on this date. By all means, she took the liberties to do so.
You can go on this date. And also the fact then that Lindsay literally looked around and was like, everyone's taken. This was the one person I was interested in. I'm going home. That woman was on the beach for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
And honestly, I live for these quick entrances and exits because I would do the exact same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to.
There's no other option.
If there's no option, I'm not going to allow myself to basically be bait for producers to torture.
Yeah.
And take advantage of in this situation. Like, I'm leaving. I'm out.
Yeah, and I think Mara just hung around because she was like, hopefully they'll send some new guys down, which I
Mara
get that.
Mara also is down to party.
She's like, whatever, I'm getting free drinks. I'm hanging out on a beach. Let's take advantage of the situation.
She's like, why not? I took off work. I'm here. Might as well enjoy it while we can. Get a couple more followers. Have a good time.
For real. But okay, so because Gabby and Rachel, mostly they're what they showed of their visit was mostly just talking about Logan. Can we move on to that?
Yes. Also, okay. Before Gabby and Rachel showed up, after Logan shut down Lindsay, mm-hmm. we did see a little snippet of Johnny telling Logan that basically was not a good idea.
Oh, I loved that he was warning Logan, and he also like was not afraid to say that shit like right in front of Kate. He's not a fan of Kate, and I love it.
He is not afraid a fan of Kate at all. And he just, when she walked up and he goes, oh yeah, we were talking about you, and are you glad he didn't go on the date? She says, of course. And he's like, are you sure about that?
I have to say, I was a little like weirded out by Johnny on Gabby season. I didn't feel like I didn't really get what his thing was. I feel like I have just gotten a much better sense of who he is on Paradise, even though we haven't seen a ton of him. I mean, he and Victoria have that very, you know, intimate conversation earlier when they're talking about stuff with his family and
with
all
his
of
brother,
that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, and this may be my soft spot because I feel like this is kind of how Gray was. Like, he's the kind of guy I feel like where someone might be like, oh, don't date him. He dates around. He's a player. He like sleeps with so many girls, whatever. But he's the kind of guy where you can tell when he's committed, he is like so loyal because he is so loyal to Victoria.
Oh, he
and
hasn't.
Is, like, so
there has been not a single moment in his existence on the sand where he has even started to turn his head.
Yeah.
And it also feels like he is spending a good amount of time with her and not just playing with the boys the whole time like a lot of these other men are, to be
totally.
Fair.
No, I feel like he's been like really intentional. And so I like that about him. But yeah, I could not believe that he said that about Kate and she walked up.
Well, like you were saying then, Gabby and Rachel.
Oh my God. So on the flip side of friends warning friends about other people. Okay, I have to say I was a little shocked.
So was I.
Because it wasn't just Rachel. It was also Gabby. And I'm like, Gabby,
you know that I love and adore everything about Gabby. But I was a little confused as to why Gabby was coming as hard as she was for Logan when she welcomed Logan onto her
for
side.
Sure. You knew.
And then she didn't technically send him home. He got COVID.
No, for sure. And also, like, Rachel told Gabby what happened. Like, it's obviously Gabby knew on the season. Because she and Rachel were always
right.
talking.
They had
like,
well, they had that sit down too. Yes. And she talked to her about it.
So yeah, I'm sort of like, then now you're going to turn around and like throw shade at him and be like, he cannot make up his mind. Where like you said, it's like you gave him a rose and like let him stay on and pursue things with you.
Also, did you see the moment? The level of laughter and the amount of times that I rewound this moment, it was incredible. When Gabby and Rachel came down the stairs, first of all, Logan's face was unbelievable. And all of a sudden it rushed and it hit me. And I was like, oh my God, it's been a couple weeks. Like their season overlap into Paradise was so minimal.
Also, clearly you see that their season had not anywhere near wrapped when they're filming Paradise. Because none of the girls know. All of the girls are like, Gabby, Rachel, who have you dated them? Like
they don't know.
They
at
don't
all.
Know.
Also, Rachel still engaged to Tino at the time. She was rocking her engagement ring.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah. So
they're both still engaged. These men, they had seen them mere weeks ago.
Yeah.
And not only they see them, it was Logan, Johnny, and Tyler who were all pretty far top guys on their season.
I know.
And these
men
were
Johnny
like,
get a little bit in his
when Johnny was
in
shaking his glass. And it was like, oh my God. And you also saw Victoria be like, who is this person?
Yeah, what's like, who's she to you?
Who is this Gabby person?
You also watched, I don't know if you caught it, I was also watching Gabby watching Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like,
they were definitely having a moment where it was like, what's your deal? What's your deal?
Yeah. With some fake smiles and all that. But yeah, the Logan thing, I thought it was crazy how hard they came for him.
Oh no, what I was going to say though was when the women came down and Logan was like, oh my God, I'm coming face to face with more of my exes. I dated both of them and then I left with a mysterious illness. When Gabby was bouncing around saying, introducing herself. Yeah. She's like, hi, I'm Gabby. Hi, I'm Gabby. She turns to Logan and he's like preparing himself to see her. And she goes, hi, I'm Gabby, and hugs him and walks right past and is like, hi, Johnny. And you know, she was just, Gabby was just like in a zone, like saying hi to everybody. But that moment, like, he probably felt so embarrassed that she introduced herself to him.
Oh my. Yeah, that is truly unreal. I did not catch that.
I rewound it like 10 times. I'm like, did I miss that? It is funny. So funny. She turns him. She goes, hi, I'm Gabby. And he's like, yeah, hi. And gives her a hug.
That is too funny. Okay, wait. I really want to talk about this moment because this really got me. Not only was it like, I was like, okay, why is Gabby cheating on him? What I thought was even crazier about their conversation is towards the end of it. They're both like, and this is where I was kind of feeling for Kate. They're like, so what are you going to do, Kate? Literally both of them like, so what are you going to do? And she's like, I don't know. And then one of them goes, I think you know what to do. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of like, eh. Like, she's kind of like, okay.
It was intense. They right? Literally, like, it was almost like the producers sent Gabby and Rachel to down break them up. Specifically to break up Logan and
for
Kate.
For sure. And Kate was just kind of like, I think she was a little overwhelmed. She's like, these are my friends, but also like,
because Johnny, like, definitely kind of pulled the rug out from Gabby a little bit. And we didn't get any negative Johnny talk. Like, Johnny was top four and she didn't even, they didn't go to Fantasy Suite. He was like, yeah, I'm not ready to be with you. And, like, peaced out. And, like, sure, they left, like, being gracious with each other. But it wasn't, like, the smoothest ending.
Okay, that's true. And also, Gabby was saying to Victoria, like, he's so ready. And I guess they were saying that about Tyler, but I'm pretty sure she said something similar.
We didn't hear anything negative. Maybe they did, but like, it was a little bit like obviously praising Tyler because Tyler's been so stand-up the whole time. And here's the thing. I get why this started too, because when Kate was talking about Logan, Shanae immediately was like, well, he was saying all those things to me and then he bounced on me.
So then the girls are like, and that triggered it. Like,
he's doing it again. He always does this. He always bounces from one person to the next person. And it was then interesting too to hear some of the other people's perspective on the beach, like Danielle and Flo
really nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy. And Flo was saying, you can be different in different relationships.
Well, like, yeah. And like we said before, like, I couldn't stand the way he ended things with Haley. And he still like has not, like, his moments.
Listen, I am not here to defend the man. I think that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And it wouldn't surprise me if he really does typically jump from woman to woman.
But even,
but it was just the energy that just felt a little weird.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I was kind of like, whoa, like, and I felt like it made things really awkward for Kate, where she's like, and so now, like, that I know this, I'm sort of like expected to, like, you're sort of like, so you're going to break up with him? Like, no.
It's like, do I have to right now in this moment?
Do I have to make a decision? Like, I kind of just, things have been going good. So
uncomfortable.
Weird. Okay, you want to take a break? And then
let's take a quick pause. Broads. Okay, I am pretty sure most people on the planet have had at least one universal experience, and that is this. You get out of the shower, you blow dry your hair, you look at the ground, and go into absolute panic because, oh my God, how can there be that much hair on the ground? Hello, it's me. I feel this constantly, okay? We're all looking for ways to get our hair to be the healthiest, strongest version it can be, and I have found so much success since I started incorporating Vegamore into my daily routine. You know how much I love you, Vegamore.
They take a clean, vegan approach to hair health. You're never going to find any harmful chemicals, no parabens, no hormones that you would find in other hair care products. And they use smart botanicals to promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. You don't have to add a bunch of steps into your routine to see the results. Just use the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner as you would your regular shampoo and condish, and watch your hair transform.
When I switched to Vegamore, I really started to see the results, and they've only gotten better with time. Also, I am seeing way less hair on the bathroom floor after I dry my hair, which is a major perk, okay? And I can't wait to see how my hair looks after a few more weeks and even months of using Vegamore. They have
they have a consumer in life with me. I love Vegamore so much. I cannot say how much I
love
this
brand. Would
you
say Vegamore is nectar?
Vegamore is nectar, baby. It is all good.
Give your hair exactly what it's been craving with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/chatty, use code chatty, and code chatty is going to save you 20% on your first order. That's vegamour.com/chatty, code chatty. You'll save 20% at vegamore.com/chatty.
So do you have someone in your life that is like fully obsessed with their dog? I do, and it's me. Hi, I'm obsessed
Yes, mine is Jess.
with our baby pup, Ashley, who, if you don't know, was a rescue that we got, and she is a teeny tiny little baby, just the cutest. Anyway, I am so obsessed with her. So, of course, a while back, I ordered an Embark dog DNA test for her because I wanted to know exactly who she is.
Okay, I do think this is so fun. There are so many benefits to knowing your dog's exact breed makeup. Okay, the biggest thing is that certain breeds can carry specific health concerns and risks. You want to be able to know about those so you can get ahead of them or adjust the way you care for your pup to make sure they live the longest, healthiest life possible. It's also really fun if you have like a rescue. My in-law's dog, who Gray and I rescued, we were able to see like her exact makeup and
it's
be like,
amazing.
Oh, that's why she has this personality trait. That's why she does this. I don't know. I think it's fun.
It's great so gift. Fun. And all you do, it's so easy. All you do is swab the inside of your dog's cheek with the Embark test and mail it back with the prepaid return envelope in a few weeks, your dog's results are ready for review. It's that simple. And I know for our family, since getting Ashley's DNA test back, that we've been able to actually like go to our vet and ask about those specific breed health concerns and just be able to make sure that we can do what we can now to prevent that in the future. It's so helpful and also such a fun gift to give to any of those dog parents in your life for the holidays.
Do you know 72% of pup parents, they're puzzled when it comes to their dog's breed. They don't know what their dog's breed is. Mm-hmm. It's time to end the guessing games. This holiday season, give the dog lover in your life something they won't expect, the chance to decode their dog. It's the perfect time to shop for an Embark dog DNA test. And right now, Embark has a limited time offer on their breed and health kit and purebred kit for our listeners. Go to embarkvet.com to get free shipping and save $60 with promo code chatty. Again, visit embarkvet.com, use promo code chatty. You'll save $60 today.
Well, Kate, as much as she was in the situation where it's like, what am I supposed to do now with that? She did talk with Logan, and Logan was feeling the heat. He literally was like, winter is coming after they leave, because I know that they're going to have some thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was interesting. I do have to say that it was an interesting moment where Logan, when Lindsay first wanted to, like, asked him on the date, how he goes, Kate, can we talk for a second? I was like, oh, she's not gonna like this.
No, that no.
Okay. All right. But so that was back from episode one. I was jumping around, but that was just like, anyway. Okay. So after the girls talk to Kate, she ultimately decides not to break up with him. So there's that.
No, and not only that, one of my favorite part about this whole, my favorite part in this entire episode, to be honest, is when they say it's going to be the Sadie Hawkins dance. Thomas and Becca show up, Sadie Hawkins dance. And so we see a montage of all the ladies coming up with creative ways to ask their boyfriends out.
Yeah.
And then Kate's way of asking Logan out is pulling him to the daybed and questioning his intentions.
Yeah, some of the girls have ice cream. Some of the girls have face painting. Him is like, once again, it's her being like, so like, are you really that into me? Prove it.
The way she asked him to go to the Sadie Hawkins dance was saying, so Rachel and Gabby basically said that you were a bad guy and that you're not going to be committed. So what are your thoughts on that? And then let him give an answer. And then she was like, all right, well, do you want to go to the dance together?
Oh my God.
And I think that was at the end of their drama for the night. They seemed like they were having a great time at the dance.
They did. Okay.
The question is this next week.
How long are things? Oh, yeah. It's all going to
There's no up. Way she doesn't leave him at the rose ceremony, because we see the men have the roses this week. There's no way she doesn't peace out at the rose ceremony. Yeah, I think she's gone. I don't think she's going to. She's not going to get engaged to the guy. There's no way.
They might leave together and break up after.
That I would understand.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any way that woman is going to get engaged to that man.
Both of them, I think, feel that way. Okay, let's talk about Andrew. Because something that happened, of course, in episode on Monday is NC shows up.
Yes, NC does show up. That beautiful woman
shows up to the beach and we see a version of Andrew that we have not seen in a minute.
Yeah.
He has been quite low. And we do get this then narrative throughout the these two episodes that we hadn't been getting. We hadn't seen that portion of Andrew where apparently, you know, he's been very down essentially since Teddy left.
Yeah.
And then it seems like after Rodney left, it got worse. But what's been interesting, too, is that we have not seen
No. That's literally what I was going to say. We can't even, as audience members, as viewers, we have no idea where their relationship stood because we saw none of it.
And I will say that I saw Jesenia posting on Twitter. God, I'm loving the Twitter this season. Dude, I saw Jesenia posting on Twitter that one thing that's been hard for her, especially watching these specific episodes back, she's like, the audience doesn't know what our relationship was. And sure. So we're having this thing of like, oh, you know, they're having these long talks and whatever. We haven't seen any of them or what their relationship is. And Jesenia alluded to on Twitter that basically it was like, you know, you're not seeing how much we were talking and how much we were definitely like together throughout those weeks. And what I was thinking about the whole time is throughout this whole storyline that we see with Andrew and Jesenia and Ensie is the fact that Jesenia and Andrew became a couple at the same time that Kate and Logan became a couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have been together, even if it hasn't gotten as serious, for a minute on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Although someone did say, one of the other cast members said at some point on Tuesday's episode, I did not write it down who and where, but I think it was while they were having their argument. Someone, though, did say basically like, it was a little bit insight for a fellow cast member to say something to the effect of like, they weren't really much. Right. Someone made, do you remember that? Someone made a comment. I think it was
Victoria.
Yeah, where she was like, it wasn't like really.
Right.
I think
it's, we got that from Jesenia too in her ITMs where it was like, I wasn't sure where I stood with Andrew, but like we definitely, and again, going back to the beginning of the episode where he tells Mara, like, I'm with Jesenia, we're just not as far along.
Yeah.
So it definitely was one of those things where, at least from Jesenia's ITMs, it was like, yeah, maybe they're not like boyfriend, girlfriend, but I'm spending all of my time with him and he's struggling and I've been there for him.
Yeah.
Trying to help process through all this. And now all of a sudden, Ensie comes in and there's this very brief like, hey, I'm going with Ensie.
Well, and Andrew, I did think it was interesting on their date. Like he said, oh, there's still a spark in there. And I'm like, okay, so you like haven't felt anything like the last couple of weeks. So like, what are you doing? Just riding your time out, hanging with the boys, which is definitely what it seems like.
Well, that's what Jesenia said in their conversation later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're just here to kick it and hope that like someone else comes down. It's one of those things where it's like soft shitty. You know, it's not like super shitty. It's just like, oh, that kind of sucks.
It was.
It's like, eh.
It was one of those. Yeah, it was definitely 1,000%.
Right?
1,000%.
It's like, but it's also paradise. And like, I kind of get that that's kind of how things play out sometimes.
I would for sure be like, if I was on the beach and I wasn't finding someone, I would
kick it with someone.
I think what I gathered from Jesenia with her conversation, and I know I'm bouncing around, but her conversation with him later was a little bit like, you didn't communicate with me that your heart was still elsewhere and that you didn't feel a certain way. And I feel like you're kind of just here to hang with the boys.
Yeah.
And you really needed a lot of help emotionally to process through some stuff. And I was there for you. And then you just kind of bounced.
Well, wait, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
On Monday's episode, though, also, it was just weird. Andrew says, I don't know, he was saying stuff to NC where he said, like I said, there's still, or that was an ITM, whatever. On the date, he's saying stuff like, well, maybe there's a spark still there. He's essentially saying, like, I wasn't really feeling anything. He's alluding to that heavily to both NC and in ITMs. And then at the same time, even just Senia, though, on the beach, she's saying like, oh, I feel bad. Like, she doesn't know she's on a date with such a closed off guy. And I'm like, OK, like, you guys are both sort of like, what have you guys been doing together with each other? Like, this is like a mutual thing where just Senia's like, I can't get through to him. He's so closed off. And he's like, yeah, I haven't been feeling a spark. And I'm like, OK, it does seem to a certain extent like there's a mutual coasting going on here. Neither of you guys have other options on the beach.
Yeah, the vibe that I was getting from Jasenia was a little bit like, at least in their conversation later, was that he had been closed, that he had been communicating with her that he was struggling, and that's why he's being closed off, and that she was basically waiting out until he felt better.
Yeah.
And was trying to be there for him. Because she kept saying in, like, you know, in her ITMs, or even when she was talking with the guys, where she was, or talking with the ladies, is where she was like, hey, I really, he's an amazing guy. Like, that's why I'm doing this right now. Like, we're working through this stuff because he's an amazing guy. And I think the vibe that she had gotten from him is that he's struggling. And if they can get through the struggle, then he's going to open up and being an amazing guy on the other side.
Yeah. It's one of those things, though, where it's like, I think that for Jasenia, now I can't say how she feels. But I also, though, did get the vibe, like, I don't know. It felt like a lot of her frustration, though, was also just coming from, which I would feel the exact same frustration, like, of being essentially kind of dumped and ditched, and now he's all happy with this other girl. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't feel like either of them had much feelings. Like, I even Jasenia, I felt like she wasn't like that. I didn't feel like she was that into Andrew. You know, like, what I mean? Like,
and regardless then, of where she was at with Andrew, yeah. I was pretty bewildered of how well she like handled the situation.
When things started really going down,
but or? Even the initial conversation, like, he didn't talk to her before he left. And again, we saw him speak to Mara and say, I am in a relationship
For sure.
And it's just not as far along. Like, he said to Mara, I'm in a relationship. It's just not as far along.
Well, like I've said, it's like, that's kind of that young thing with Andrew, kind of immature thing where it's like, dude, you should go talk to this girl that you've been like macking with here and there for the last 2 weeks.
Well, when he pulled her, and that's where I was like, Andrew, no. She was so low. She was so understanding and chill.
Yeah.
And is like, okay, so like, what's going on? And he basically says, I'm going to try it out with NC. Sorry. And she says to him, like, yeah, I know you've been having a hard time and you've been struggling on the beach a lot. So like, what's going on now with NC? He says, well, she really brought down a positive energy.
Right.
And that to me was where I was like, Andrew, for the love of God, don't say that. Jasenia has been, at least what, again, we haven't seen it because showed us, but at least what we're getting from her ITMs and even in their conversation is that she's been processing things with him and been there for him. And then you're going to be like, well, the good energy came down, so now I'm feeling better. Right. I'd be like, I would have had a really hard time not getting.
And I think what he was trying to say upset. Is, you know, like, she clearly brought on energy in him that wasn't there. But
he likes her. He's got a crush on her.
Exactly.
And so I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I was just like, don't say it like that. That's really hurtful.
Well, I did kind of have a hard time, though, when Jasenia then pulled him at the dance. And I was kind of like, okay, like, I get that you're hurt, but then she was coming at him with the, like, are you even here, like, for the right reasons thing. Like, I think you're just here for a vacation. And I'm like, okay, I also, though, don't think that, like, I get where you're coming from, but I also just felt like, what's he supposed to say, like, in that moment?
That moment, definitely, when she pulled him for the dance, and remember she made some comment where she was like, not the fucking dance again.
Yeah.
Because that was where she had, where Alana showed up when she was with Chris, which, by the way, Chris and Alana, still together, beautiful couple, the nicest people, like, so the funny. Two of them, just so wonderful and in love. But she had that heartbreak in that moment, the last dance. So it's like, here we go again. I can't imagine having to, when I was watching that dance, and it was just her and Mara, and everyone else is making out on the dance floor,
the amount of memories that flooded my poor freshman soul for my Sadie Hawkins dance when I couldn't get a date. Sad. Oh, man. I was taken back. It was a trigger. Sad. But it would just suck.
Yeah.
And I know she said in ITMs where she was like, I'm mostly mad at myself for not picking up on it.
Yeah.
And I saw her then tweet where she said that specific conversation, my intention was to just keep it really brief.
Yeah.
And it ended up becoming this really long thing. And then the other T is that NC tweeted and said that it was a 2-hour long conversation. Well, that I believe. So NC was a little bit like, why is my date talking to her for 2 hours?
Okay. There is a lot I have to say. Okay. So yeah. So Jasenia's energy, it's like, I get where she's going, but then there's also part of me that's like, girl, okay, you don't have to like now come for him and be like, you're not serious about finding love. You actually just like, I'm like, okay, that, you know, there's that. Yeah. Where I was like, all right.
And I think he needs to own up to the fact that the way that he handled that, yeah. he should have chatted with Jasenia beforehand. He also should have been like, hey, I appreciate you. I think I'm feeling, I mean, it should have been done way more maturely.
Well, of course. And also his response to her when she's saying that is he's just like throwing out generic things like, I have hope for love too. It's like, okay, well, yeah, you have hope for love. But it's also not just about you. And like, it, at the same time, it's not just about you finding love. Like, it's also about the people that you're involving yourself with and being respectful.
Exactly.
To them.
And that was the energy a little bit where it's like, listen, I think Andrew seems like a very nice guy. My thing though was just like, it kept kind of going back to like, I'm so tired. I'm having such a hard time. And it's like, well, it's hard for all of us here. It's we're all really stressed.
It's not just about you. Yeah, that's the part that's pretty immature to me.
Yeah.
Okay, but then. Okay, so even if NC says that was 2 hours.
Doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I saw people being like, oh, I'd feel. Listen, if my date was talking to someone for 2 hours, don't get me wrong. I'd be waiting in the wings a little bit like, are they still talking for real? What is going on? But Becca...
I was like, oh, hell no.
I have never seen such a thing. Holy smokes, dude.
I've also never seen the attraction drain from someone like I saw on Andrew's face.
Andrew was vibing with NC. Like, we've seen a smile on Andrew's face that we hadn't seen since Teddy. Now, granted,
in our entire life, we've never seen Andrew so happy in our entire life.
In our entire life, we've never seen him so happy. But Andrew ends up revealing he still has feelings for Teddy. Sure. And this is why he's been, you know, he's not fully in. But when NC walked on that beach and throughout that night, he was like, definitely
having fun.
A really good time.
And feeling her.
And everyone was noticing too, oh, we haven't seen this vibe from Andrew in a minute. So he was in, at least to try to get to know her.
And then he got turned off all the way.
He was done quick. And I have never seen.
Okay. Wait. Okay. But I will say this too. Granted, he also told Jasenia that he was still hung up on, what is her name?
Teddy,
thank you. But then I do have to make note that when he told NC, it was because of her behavior. So I'm like, okay, you're telling Jasenia it's because of, Teddy doesn't get brought up at all to
he
NC?
He also told Jasenia, truth of the matter is, I was planning on leaving tomorrow. Okay, you know what? I think he really, really liked Teddy a lot. Like, obviously, he was very into Teddy and probably was just like, I'll just chill here and see if anything happens, but I'm not expecting anything to. And to stay here, I got to be in a relationship. So,
right.
There was some coasting.
For sure. No, without a doubt. But when NC came up, okay, so first she tries to interrupt. And the energy with the first interruption. By the way, can I just say for all of my fellow ladies, actually for anyone, you know, if she had come in with the first interruption to go like, to just say, you know, even if it was a solemn energy, just be like, hey, Andrew, like, is everything okay? Like, I'm just wondering, like, were you guys like more of a serious thing than you? She had just been like, I'm really sorry to interrupt. Can I just like, I just have a couple questions real quick.
I'm panicking.
No, she came in with the energy of even the first interruption, like, come talk to me, bitch.
What I couldn't get over is both times she came. So first and second time she came over. When she said, can I grab you? So at first it was a little bit like, sure. Can I grab you?
She was also, though, already like turning away, like, you're going to come with me. Well, in the middle, like mid conversation.
So both times she came over, what I couldn't process was that she never even looked at Jesenia.
I know.
It was like Jesenia didn't exist. And then in the second part of their conversation, she kept saying, referring to Jesenia as her. She was just looking at Andrew. She's like, you're going to give her ideas.
No, that.
And it was like, oh, you need to be respectful of Jesenia standing right there and walk up to both of them.
Like, what's she done to you?
Nothing. She's probably been so, I mean, you came in and went on a date with the guy that she was partnered up with. And so when she even first, the initial time that NC came up, if she could have just looked at both of them, they're in the middle of a conversation and gone like, hey guys, like, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but like, Andrew, can I grab you?
Yeah.
But she didn't even look at Jesenia.
Or just like, I'll let you guys keep talking. I just have like a couple quick questions.
Just acknowledge that this is a conversation.
By the way, anyone could see from that party, Andrew and Jesenia aren't having a fun conversation.
No.
So also, kick back, have some drinks. It's not like they're about to make up and start making out.
No.
They're clearly not having a good time and they're like duking it out. So just like,
no, they're arguing.
That's a good thing, right? Since you want to be with him. So just like, leave them alone.
Just chill for a second. Just like you said, have a few drinks and be ready to comfort him when the argument's over. And be a listening ear or whatever to make him feel, you know, it's an opportunity.
And then everyone else is reassuring her too. Like,
and that's also an opportunity then to have a deeper conversation.
Sure.
To find out why they're arguing.
Yes.
Be like, hey, is everything okay? Like, so what was that about? Like, were you guys like, oh my God, were you guys in a proper relationship? And did, what's going on? This is then a great moment to get a test on his character as well, too, to see how he's going to communicate with you.
And then when she goes up the second time and using the her language goes, I don't know what validation you're giving her. I was like, excuse. And you could see on Andrew's face, he's just like,
oh, Andrew, even the first time she interrupted, he was like, I'm going to need to finish this. He was a little bit like,
he doesn't know her.
No, she's been there for less than a day.
They met yesterday.
Less than a day.
So already she's coming at him with the energy like they're like they've been married and this is some like ex-fiance that he's talking to.
Was it even the same day that they went on their date? It could have literally been the same day.
It certainly could have been.
Because Becca and Thomas came down the date when they were gone on their date, I think.
It certainly could have been.
I think it was the same day. I think it was the evening after their date.
She's wild in. Doesn't matter if it's 24 hours or 12.
Doesn't matter.
That is wild.
That is, you don't know this person at all. You've known them for less than a day.
And he's just like, yeah, I got to finish this conversation. This is important. And then he comes back. I don't know what validation you're giving her, but like, you're going to have to leave with me right now or whatever. And I love Jesenia just being like, Jesenia just so quietly too, just being like, you're giving him like an ultimatum and that's not right. As they've been beefing, Jesenia stands up for him and is like, you can't give him that ultimatum.
The way that Jesenia was such a fucking badass.
Yeah,
during
she
that.
Was.
Such a fucking
she was
badass.
So over it.
She's literally leaning on the table and just keeps turning around to her and just being like, he's not giving me validation. Like,
yeah.
Can you not see that we're in the middle of arguing? Like,
I've actually been coming at his character, I'll have you know. I've been questioning his intentions.
The level of props that I send to Jesenia for not losing it. I wish I would be like Jesenia and just like know myself and be like, this is just not for me. I would have been like, what? Excuse me? Like, look at me when you're talking about me. Like, I would have definitely, that's when like there's of that version of me that I feel like I'm
like the girls at the pool.
Exactly. The insecurity just explodes. That I would have
Acknowledge
been like,
me.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, it is so rude. I mean, it was unhinged rude. Like, the level.
And it would have been totally okay if Jesenia would have been like, excuse me?
Yeah.
But the fact that she was so badass.
And she was also just like, don't do that to him. Like,
legendary.
Fuck up.
Legendary.
Call that out.
Yeah, and because then, she literally said, I'm going to ask you to walk away from me with this right now if you care to pursue anything with us. And it's like, you've been here for less than a day.
Okay. And then finally, when they do sit down, by the way, Miss Ultimatum, when he's like, you know, yeah, I'm over this shit. I don't want to deal with the attitude. I mean, I'm skipping ahead, but she, the way she's begging him to stay, I'm like, oh, I was flabbergasted.
Never. That was the never in my life moment. Never in my life.
Please, Andrew. I'm like, girl, all you had to do was sit out another 45 minutes of their conversation and he would have been all yours. He would have come running back into your arms.
He, oh, you know what? Actually, in my notes, I think that he did tell NC about Teddy. Okay,
was it towards the end, though?
Yeah, I think.
Because he did come out the gate being like, I can't do things this because of the way you acted. Like, and he said that for quite a while.
Yeah, no, he was saying that he was talking about, oh, that's when she was comparing, saying that you're a floating magnet. You're invested, so invested in what she's talking about. Like, they were definitely going at it for a second, or at least she was like, yeah, coming for him. But that's when he said the piece of my heart is still with Teddy. So he did say that to his credit. But he did say that when she came down, he had hope. So he didn't say like what he said to Jesenia, which is like, I was planning on leaving.
I don't believe that.
I don't know if I do either.
You're planning on leaving? Like, maybe eventually when they told them that you'd have to get engaged.
Yeah, maybe you're not planning on getting engaged to NC. I don't think but tomorrow. Like, no.
You're dancing, vibing, having a good time.
You're having a great time.
Yeah.
But though, as soon as he said everything that was just handled the way that you handled it is against everything that I believe in.
I mean, I get it.
She grabbed his face. Please. Please, Andrew. Please don't leave.
It was scary. She said it so many times.
She used the word begged. She said, I'm begging you.
And then she said after, she goes, I begged for him to stay.
She begged him. And this man,
I mean, she said it, folks.
This man called her dude so many times. If she wasn't getting it then, he said, I gotta go, dude. He kept saying, dude, I gotta go. I have to go, dude. Dude, NC, dude, I gotta go, dude. I mean, I felt for him so hard in that moment. This man said no 100 times in a row.
And if it was the same day he met her 12 hours ago, and now she's, okay, it really is whiplash, because she's first saying, if you don't stop talking to her right now, I'm out. I'm done. And then seemingly 20 minutes later, or even 2 hours later, then suddenly she's sobbing as if he's leaving for war. As if she's like pregnant with his child and he's off to war. And she's going, Andrew, no! Like, what is happening?
Bring
her to us! I mean, if I was him, I would literally be like so scared.
Dude, this man was saying no, no, no. Scary. Pushing off of her so many times. And she kept grabbing at him like it was not okay.
I'd be extremely uncomfortable if I was him. Like, this is not, how unhinged are you going to take this?
And did you see the way that this man ran out of the building when he finally was able to escape? And he said, like, fuck this place, I gotta go. He didn't say bye to anybody. This man ran out the side and was like, get me a car, go pull up the car now. It was like wanting like producers to just bring a
next
car.
Thing we know, she was about to start making a bonfire with all of his stuff on the beach. She really didn't know what was gonna happen next.
Praying the producers had a car careening down the alley to just be like, no, we need a car now. I gotta go, rushing him in.
That was really wild.
And then when she goes to the bathroom with Genevieve, oh, which I'm obsessed, God, by the way, with how much Genevieve loves a bathroom moment. She's always like, the second there's drama, she's dragging everybody into the bathroom and being like, okay, you tell me now, where the cameras are away a little bit. But NC in the bathroom was saying to her that the reason that Andrew was leaving, speaking of people leaving out stuff, she said to Genevieve, the reason that Andrew was leaving is because the environment was too hard for him. And she did not include the part that Andrew said the way that behavior was not okay. And I have to go. Like,
she's
she,
like, well,
like,
my behavior is part of the environment. So that kind of counts,
it's
right?
It's the same thing. So like, he's leaving out this. Oh my God. She's leaving out that. Her hair did look really, really cute.
I was like, did she style it herself? Who's the stylist on the beach?
Oh, NC's absolutely stunning. She's gorgeous.
Her hair was like, it was perfect.
I was really enjoying actually all the looks of that Sadie Hawkins dance.
It was pretty fun.
Flo looked straight up like Baby Spice.
Oh my God.
So cute.
Love her. Okay. Yeah, so that was interesting.
We'll see how that goes down
in the finale. The finale is going to be popping off.
Oh my God. The finale is going to be popping off.
Also, speaking of popping off, we have to briefly give a moment for Genevieve and Aaron's conversation.
Itch versus pain.
I'm with him.
You think itch is a low version of pain?
I'll tell you what. I had scabies in high school, and that was one of the most excruciating experiences ever. And that was pure itchiness, but like it was a level of misery that I have never experienced since.
No, and having an itch is one of the worst feelings on the planet, but I have to tell you that Genevieve came through with an absolute pure mic drop moment when she took to Twitter.
Oh my God, once again, another Twitter.
And posted an article from the Scientific American Journal that said an itch is not a low-level form of pain. And so she proved scientifically to the world that it is not, in fact, a low-level form of pain.
What are we describing as pain, though? So then what is an itch?
Well,
you know?
I think it's...
pain is in the mind. And I'll tell you what, itchiness is painful for my mind.
And what was painful was that unbelievable conversation.
Also, the way that it escalated to the exact same way it played out last time. The jungle path, the bags...
They duke it out on the jungle path again.
He ends up apologizing first.
He ends up apologizing, and then there they are once again. It's the same song and dance every time. I wonder if there's been other jungle path moments. That's probably why he knows it oh so well, where they just continue the same song and dance. When they brought in the boom mic guy.
Oh, that was too funny. He was just drenched in sweat, also.
I, poor guy, just dripping sweat, so hot. And it's just like, we don't want to have to do this anymore. Like, this is unbelievable. Especially how the whole argument started in the mic room to be switching mic packs. They were arguing then. It is
too funny.
Wild.
Oh, man.
And all the rest of the cast is just like, what is going on? I would honestly.
So maybe since she tweeted that, maybe they're broken up this week.
Yes.
I think they are like on again, off again forever.
Maybe.
I kind of think that.
I'm pretty sure they've been off for a while.
Done for a long time.
Because she's been posting some things that she's like.
And now she's Rachel's roommate. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes.
So a lot of people are like, well, if she was with Aaron, they'd probably move in together or something.
Yeah, perhaps. Maybe. But also, she's been posting. I've been seeing comments of hers on posts that are definitely like, Aaron, I do not like him.
Fuck Aaron.
Mm-hmm. I think the reunion's going to be
spicy. Last thing I do want to bring up. Last couple I want to bring up. I don't think that Tyler's as into Brittany as Brittany is into him. What do you think?
Interesting. You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but you might be right.
I think
because we did see Tyler very over the top
for
Rachel.
That's exactly where I'm coming from. Rachel, he was like just showering her in ooey gooeyness all the time. With Brittany,
he's a little more. Not guarded, but not nearly as like, oh my God.
He's a little more reserved.
Yeah.
We'll say that. A little more conservative with his affection for her.
I'm going to be really devastated if he breaks her heart because Brittany is lit up. When we were watching it, Evan and I were literally like watching Brittany and ITMs and we were like, she is wonderful. Like, I love her so much. She just, the way that she was talking about Tyler, that big smile, she's just so absolutely lovely and she likes him so much.
Yeah.
Like, I will be devastated if he breaks her heart.
Yeah.
Devastated.
I don't know. It also might be one of those things where I think that, I mean, remember us talking about Noah and Abigail, you know, and we were sort of like, he's low energy with her. And then, you know, now they're
just so in love and they've been together for a long time. Yeah. Maybe,
right. So
maybe Tyler. Maybe there was a level two of Tyler being on TV for the first time. So maybe there was some more nervous energy with Rachel
versus in this environment, maybe he's just more comfortable with Brittany.
Yeah.
So the energy isn't quite as like on edge and he's just more low key.
Now, this is interesting. She did post a group photo November 7th and he wasn't in the picture with the whole cast. And you can kind of see the people who are and are not there.
Maybe he wasn't at the reunion.
Maybe not. There's a lot. There's a couple of people that not pictured, like Kate's not pictured. Kate better be at the reunion.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so, I could rage.
I could see her pulling that.
I will rage if Kate is not at the reunion.
But like Shanae is not in the picture. Like there's a lot of people that aren't in the picture that were obviously there.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too far into it, but who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I'm in a toss. Either they're still together and they're going to cruise for a long time, or
I hadn't really thought about it end. Because like,
but
they
he did
just,
say he wants to continue on with her. He didn't say
he
that.
He said that. Yeah. Again, maybe it's just an energy, like an anxious energy, you know, when you're not as comfortable around someone, you're a little more on edge. Maybe he feels very like at home with Brittany.
Yeah.
I hope they're both. That would make me really sad.
Yeah.
If there's heartbreak with that one. Even though, again, we haven't seen anything of them finally until this episode. We finally get to see them for a few minutes. My God.
Yeah.
Another couple.
Yeah, I know.
That we've seen zero of.
I know.
But, I mean, it looks like next week is going to be including, like, the two finales are going to be happening like partially in the studio and partially, you know, that typical like
on the first,
I wonder
on
if
Monday's
both
episode.
Nights will be like that or if only one night will actually have
I don't know. I hope they have the full one dedicated to just the live finale.
Yeah,
or like the live chats, you know.
I hope so, but it might be just like the Gabby and Rachel one. It's those two episodes back to back that had both. I do like the back and forth of both.
I do, but I just want them to, I want it to get messy and dramatic on that stage. So excited
for next
week.
I think it will.
Excited for next week. But tune in for Date Night on Tuesday and tune in for a recap on Thursday.
Please, 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 please. And remember, merch is officially out November 17th, Thursday, today at noon Pacific time. Check it out.
Chat soon,
bro.